Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace and in here. And I'm going to start the video. Does a countdown. And I'll put up the study. We're ready. Shabbat Shalom. We're one Messiah congregation. Kahacha b'Mashiach. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless this reading today in Yeshua's name. Father God, we pray you give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Teach us something new. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We give you the praise, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
We're just a part of the congregation of Israel around the world. Shabbat Shalom. There's my website. There's my phone number. And there's my email in case you need to contact me. We're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today. If you want to come and visit us. And it's God's holy day, the Sabbath. Our seven-week journey again, Leviticus 23. It says, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete.
From resurrection day,
yes. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, which is Pentecost, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. Today is April the 25th, 2026. We are now in the second month called Ziph, day 7. That's found in 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 1. It's not called Iyar, as Judaism states it. And this is the third Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Today's topic is endure and continue on in God. Amen. That's what we all need to do. Acts 13 says, continue in the grace of God. We will. Acts 14 says, exhort them to continue in faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Wow. That's something to think about. Acts 26, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, Paul says, witnessing both to the small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, the Messiah. That Messiah should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead, and should show light unto the people and to the Gentiles. And he did that. Romans 11 says, behold therefore the goodness and severity of God. On them which fell, they get severity, but to you, toward you, goodness, that's only if you continue in his goodness, God's goodness. Otherwise, you'll be cut off, and you don't want to be cut off, right? The Colossians says, Paul tells them, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now had he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And that's only if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you have heard and which you have preached, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And now I'm preaching to you guys. Now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Messiah in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. And we're part of the church of God, yes. Colossians again, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We're always thankful to God, you know, for everything that he's done for us and everything he's going to do. Paul tells Timothy, take heed unto yourselves and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for doing this you shall both save yourself and them that hear you. And that's what we hope too. People who listen to us, and we're preaching right from the Word of God. Paul tells Timothy, continue in the things which you have learned and have been assured of, knowing of whom you have learned them. And I know you've learned them from me and my wife, and I hope you listen to us. And that from a child you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Messiah Yeshua. Amen. You know, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So you might say, what's it for? Well, it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man or woman of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's right. Brother James jumps in here and he says, whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, liberty is the word of God, the Torah, he or she being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man or woman shall be blessed in their deed, if you keep the commandments of God. Paul tells the Hebrews, let brotherly and sisterly love continue. Amen. We do. Many people did not endure, we noticed. Mark 4 says, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. Oh no, that's bad. Who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, have no root in themselves, but since so endure for a time. That's terrible to know. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. That's bad. Those are the ones on stony ground. Here's 2 Thessalonians, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. We are bound to thank God always for you, brothers and sisters, as it is meet, because that the faith grow, that your faith grows exceedingly, and that the charity of every one of you all toward each other abounds. That's what it's supposed to do that. So that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be accounted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you also suffer. Paul tells Timothy, you therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Messiah Yeshua. You've got to be strong. And the things which you have heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit you to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Therefore, endure hardness. We have to endure everything that comes at us. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Yeshua the Messiah. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned, except he strive lawfully. We have to keep the commandments, do it lawfully. The husbandman that labors must be first partakers of the fruits. And Paul says, consider what I say, and the Lord will give you understanding in all things. And we hope God gives us understanding in all things too. Remember that Yeshua the Messiah, that the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. That's written in Psalms. Wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Amen. It's not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Messiah Yeshua with eternal glory. It's a faithful saying, if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. That's right. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. That's right. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful. He cannot deny himself. That's right. His word is true and faithful. Paul tells Timothy again, but watch you in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry. Paul tells the Hebrews, be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You've got to have a lot of faith. When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, we have to patiently endure in our lives too, he obtained the promises, the promise. Many people endure through faith, we notice in the Bible. Go to Hebrews 11. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's right. In other words, we have to, the things that are not seen in the beginning, God made everything. In the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's right. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by the which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, by it he being dead yet speaks. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. Before his translation, he had this testimony. This is a testimony we want, that we please God. Amen. Mm-hmm. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. His brother Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, he moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became the heir of righteousness, which is by faith. We're like Noah's, you know, we're condemning the world, but they don't even keep the Sabbath today. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing where he went. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. For he looks for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. And we look for a city too, one day, New Jerusalem, coming down from God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, as many as the stars of the in the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promise of the Messiah. They didn't know, you know, the Messiah is going to come in the future. And having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, that is heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. And one day we're going to be there too, in the city of God. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he had, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall your seed be called. Counting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence he also received him in a figure. That's, you got to have that kind of faith. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshiped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. He didn't want to stay in Egypt, that's right. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child. And they were not afraid of the king's commandment, that's right. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. That's the way we are. Esteeming the reproach of Messiah greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. We have to endure seeing who God who is invisible too. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians are saying to do were drowned. Pharaoh and everybody was drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Mm-hmm. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. And, you know, I feel like Paul, what shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell you of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and Jephthah, and of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouth of lions. That's right. They quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might receive a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and of scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. These were our brothers and sisters from the past. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom this world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, the seeing of the Messiah, you know, in the future. God having provided some better thing for us, we now have the Messiah, that they without us should not be made perfect. Amen. That's right. Go back to Hebrews again. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with so great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So you have to consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Thank God for that. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Amen. Follow peace with all mankind and holiness, without which no man shall see the
Sound.
See the Lord.
You're not on the mic in the room for some reason.
I'm on the mic now, right?
Yeah.
Looking diligent, lest any man should fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that he afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. He found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burns with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of the trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. We have to endure everything. Amen. And if so much as a beast touched a mount, it should be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake, for our God is a consuming fire. Remember, Satan is always around to make you doubt God's word and his commands. Satan is always around. Peter tells us, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, you have an adversary, he's the devil, as a roaring lion. He walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Paul said, and you had Messiah quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, when in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. That's what we used to do. We don't do that anymore. Many people don't know our Messiah, like Pharaoh and others. If you go back to Exodus, it says, Pharaoh said, who's Jehovah that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not Jehovah, neither will I let Israel go. He didn't know him. Brother John says, this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Yeshua the Messiah, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Make sure you try the spirits whether they are of God. How come? Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua is the Messiah and has come in the flesh, and that's the flesh of Israel, is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Yeshua, the Messiah, has come in the flesh of Israel, is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, even now, already it's in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. That's right, the devil's in this world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears not us. Hereby now know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Whosoever shall confess that Yeshua is the Son of the Son of God, the Word of God, God dwells in him and he in God. And we have known and believed that the love that God had to us, God is love, he that dwells in love dwells in God and God in him. We love him because he first loved us. You know, if a man said, I love God, and hates his brother or sister, he's a liar. And he that loves not his brother or sister whom he had seen, how can he love God whom he had not seen? That makes sense, right? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother and sister also. John says, whosoever believes that Yeshua is the Messiah is born of God, and everyone that loves him, the Father, that begot, loves him, the Yeshua, also that is begotten of him. Amen. That's right. And this we know, that we love the children of God, when? When we love God and keep his commandments. Where are the commandments? They're in the Torah. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Just like those people I just read to you. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that Yeshua is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Yeshua the Messiah. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it's the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. And there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, his Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three are one. Amen. When Yeshua died, John says, if you receive the spirit of men, the witness of God is greater. John 5:9 says, if we receive the spirit of men, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. And this is the witness of God, which he had testified of his Son, the Word. He that believes on the Son, that which is the Word of God, had the witness in himself. He that believes not God had made him a liar, because he believes not the record that God gave of his Son. And that record is in the Word of God. Amen. And this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life. That's what we thank God all the time for, eternal life. And this life is in the Son, the Word of God. He that had the Son, the Word, had life. He that had not the Son, the Word of God, had not life. What happens to him? These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Word of God, the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. That's good to know, huh? And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. Amen. You know, if any man see his brother or sister sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life from them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that you should pray for it. That's a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. All unrighteousness is sin, and there's a sin not unto death. That's ignorant sin. We know that whosoever is born of God sins not. But he that is begotten of God keeps himself, and that the wicked one, Satan, touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. It sure does. Just coming here, we can see the whole world is doing their own thing today on God's holy day. We know that the Son, the Word of God, has come and had given to us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Yeshua the Messiah. This is the true God and eternal life. Amen. We thank God for eternal life through Yeshua. And Brother James gets in here and says, take heed, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for suffering and for the example of suffering, affliction, and patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You know, you might have read the book of Job. We have heard of the patience of Job, and I've seen the end of Jehovah, that Jehovah is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Yeshua said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end shall be saved. That's the end of your life or the end of the world. In closing for now, no matter what comes or goes in our lives, we must endure and continue on unto the end of the world or the end of our lives. Amen. And soon the Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, Feast of Harvest, is coming, which is always on Sunday. We will be in the third month of God, called Sivan, then, and that happens. May 18th is Sivan 1. May 24th is Sivan 7, Feast of Weeks. Thank you for joining us today. May God bless you all, and Shabbat Shalom. Hope you got something out of this study today. So I'll knock this off, and I thank everyone for being here today. May God bless you today. May God always be with you. We thank God for eternal life. We thank God for the blessings of God. May God always heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll stop the audio real quick. Stop the video. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll knock that out. Doesn't want to.
It's all good. Oh yes, Shabbat Shalom. We got a good one. I don't know if you can hear me. Oh,